And the amount of customer interest at the time when people were home, decided they needed places to put their stuff. And we really throttled forward and trying to find different mechanisms to meet the customer where they are at.
Welcome to Women Talk Tech, the podcast for business professionals committed to advancing women in the tech sector. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Women Talk Tech. I'm your host, Marie Weiss. And today I have on the show Michelle Wickham. And Michelle is the Director of Marketing for Steelmaster Buildings. And she's going to tell us what Steelmaster does. But before we do that, I really want to dedicate this episode to all the women out there, regardless of what age, regardless of what you're doing right now in your life. We really want to make a case at the end of this podcast for how important it is to understand the role that technology plays in every business and for everyone, and that it's never too late to start a career in tech. So with that, welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you, Marie. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm honored to be speaking with you today on your podcast.
And I love your story and what you did over the last couple of years. And I should say, full disclosure, Michelle and I have met through the Microsoft channel, very technical channel, a lot of technologists and people who do some pretty amazing things with tech. And here we are as the token marketers in the group, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we get going, Michelle, take us back to high school. What were you doing in high school, and was a career in tech even on your radar?
Oh my goodness, not at all. The marketing angle was definitely on my radar. I took a test at one point before I went to college, and my two best options were public relations or marketing. So I went the marketing route. That's my undergrad degree. I have a master's in business administration. From there, I went and moved from New York to Virginia Beach. Smart move, much warmer down here. I did get my master's down here at Old Dominion University and ended up working at Landmark Communications, which was a unique experience. I was in the advertising side of marketing, but the company was very entrepreneurial spirited. And so I was there for about 10 years and was really able to learn the principles that I apply today in terms of what we do with technology, which is you have to try. And that's a lot of jumping in the pool and not knowing exactly what's going to happen, but taking, calculated risks, knowing there might have to adjust and back up or take a different direction. So that was the core of where I started. And then moving to Steelmaster Buildings, I've been here 16 years. I've been running the marketing department for 14. So I started on the sales side originally and then moved to the marketing side. And I was the only person, really, plus a webmaster. I have a much larger team now because as the technology builds, the amount of people that you need to help run the technology builds, but it builds over time. And so that took, 14 years to get up to my crew. But it's been an interesting road. It's, the changes that are happening inside your business and then in the technology side, the things that are happening outside of your business that can impact you in a negative and positive way. You really have to sort of embrace and figure out your path through the madness that it can feel like sometimes.
And I think, that's interesting, your career path. I had a similar career path in PR, and then I started in advertising, then moved to PR, and I did a lot of work in the financial services sector. And, back in the day, you were in marketing, and you didn't really have to worry about technology all too much. You started to get a feeling of what it was going to be like, because I remember back in the mid-90s building my first couple of websites, and I was starting to realize that this thing had legs, it was going to take off. But you still were quite removed as the marketing person or the marketers, and you were still quite removed from the technology. And when you and I had a chance to reconnect post-pandemic at a Microsoft event, you told me a great story about what you had done during COVID. And I was just so inspired by it as far as what you learned and what you did. And I was hoping you'd share with our audience today your pandemic story about how you suddenly wound up in technology.
Well, we have an inbound marketing strategy here at Steelmaster. And so the marketing team's job is to go out and find customers somewhere in the ecosystem, which can be on social, could be in paid media, could be you name it. We're trying to get our unique type of building as an option for customers in their consideration set. So we're really trying to place pictures and stories and those things in all these different ways. So I build it, I look at it like a spider web, and the website is the central hub to that spider web. And you're bringing people in and having them take a look at your products and then consider if they are interested or not. So as we're building this spider web, and it happened over, you know, a number of years. You know, I started with an HTML website that had three forms: a contact form, a quote form, and a brochure form. And we really worked on developing those channels for customers to be able to come and interact with us in ways that they wanted to interact with us. And so over that time period, that has changed immensely. One of the things that we had started, and this was pre-COVID, was we had added a couple of call to actions for our customers, one of them being the ability to download white papers with us. And the other is the ability to set appointments with our salespeople. And I just happened to have deployed those right before the pandemic hit. And, you know, we're like, we think this might be good. Well, it was better than good. And the amount of customer interest at the time when people were home, decided they needed places to put their stuff and buildings, really took off for Steelmaster. And so it was a unique opportunity, and we really throttled forward. A lot of companies pulled back. We continued to throttle forward and give the customers, keep looking at what they were doing and what they were asking for and trying to find different mechanisms to meet the customer where they are at. And so what could we withstand as a business, and how can we transmit those customers around the building to where they needed to finally get to? So that was an interesting, and it's still paying dividends today. So
I think, you know, you're in an interesting business, and it's a very traditional business. And just take a minute and describe what Steelmaster does.
Sure. If you can see over my shoulder here, for those that can see, it is a prefabricated steel building. It's Quonset Hut is the type of structure's name it's called. So it's an arch-shaped building, not a traditional structure, not beam and trusses, but they are mostly build-it-yourself, so it's very economical. They're pre-engineered, so you don't have the cost of having to get an engineer to put the blueprints together. So for the folks, especially during COVID time, it was, okay, great, I can order this building. It comes as a complete package to me as a kit. I get the parts and pieces. They lay their foundation based on the requirements we give them, and they're able to build the building themselves. So, oh, you know, the interest spiked because I think people were looking for things to do, and they had lots of stuff to put in places besides where they were residing. So it was an interesting.
So it all a perfect storm of, you know, market environments, buyer behavior, because buyer behavior was really changing. Did you find it easy to embrace technology over the years? I mean, as a marketer, you couldn't ignore it. You couldn't just be the person who was designing stuff anymore. You really had to understand the technology, the marketing technology stack. Did you find it easy to embrace technology? Was it a little bit intimidating at times?
It's a little intimidating, I would say, but I think you have to look, you know, I've found different technologies that we utilize in a variety of ways. One of them was a technology that my foundation company used on my home. And I was like, wow, that's a really great way to engage with customers. So I ended up utilizing that technology in-house here. So it's really figuring out, will your customers want to engage that way? And then just trying. There's things that we've tried and we've completely failed. But then there's things that you try and you can improve. And then there's things that just blow the lid off and you're not really exactly sure. It's risk-taking. And one of the things that's great about my role here, we do come from an entrepreneurial background. And so we're willing to take those risks. And I have a sales department behind me that's willing to take those risks with me and say, okay, let's try this. And all expectations are, hopefully it's great, but it may not be. And so you kind of go in that knowing that, and then you tweak and you pull back or you throttle, and you really just have to be on point and watching how it transpires. So there's an excitement to that. There's a fear of that a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it in a contained way and you have all of your partners on board, understanding that it can go south or it can go great, it really is the benefit to everybody. But just trying, just rolling up your sleeves and saying, okay, let's try. And there's so many resources out there to in the communities, the Microsoft community, to say, hey, have you tried this technology? How does this work? You know, how is your automation platform working inside your Dynamics platform? There's lots of resources that you can talk to. I read a lot of blogs. I try to stay up on things that are happening in the industry. You know, Google's changing the game every day, it feels like sometimes. And it gets tiring because you're like, okay, can we just take a break? But there's some really amazing things that are happening out there. And if you don't stay watchful, you might miss something that could really work well for your company.
I think that's really interesting in a couple of places. First of all, the spirit of being willing to test or being willing to try, I think is really important. And a lot of companies are worried about that. You know, they're like, well, this has to work. You know, we have to get out the gate and this needs to be a home run. And we know that the nature of how buyers buy things today is constantly changing, and the game always seems to be getting upped these days due to technology. You can't rest on your laurels, expect something that worked 10 years ago to work now. So I admire a company that says we're going to test, but also a marketer and a person who's going to embrace the unknown and embrace technology in a way that, you know, I'm just going to have to learn this. And I think we could agree that one of the most difficult products and complexity of what it offers is the Microsoft products. They're great, but they're complex and I find it very confusing from time to time. So you really had to wrestle that beast to the ground because there's, you know, an infrastructure that exists in your company and you have to play nice with it. Mm-hmm. And was that overwhelming at times? Was it difficult to figure out, like, what do I need to learn from a technology perspective?
Oh my goodness, yes. So when we moved to the cloud from on-prem with Dynamics and then moving into the Power Automate and the difference between the back end on premise versus on the cloud, you're just sort of like, okay, let me just, you know, the logic is still the same, but it's a completely different dashboard environment. So just the overwhelming, like, I'm going to get lost in here and I'm going to break something. And so then you have to sort of, okay, step by step, how do I apply these same ideas and then slowly roll them, knowing you're in a production environment that you can throttle back or disconnect. But you really just take it baby step by baby step. And then you know, we did one the other day and we're like, we did it. We got it. Okay, great. Now we can do more. So just dipping your toe in the water and just trying. And that's half the battle is. But you have to be in an environment where, you know, failing is okay, too.
Right.
You know, it gets a little bit sticky when it's not that way.
Now, what would you say to women of any age who are not convinced exactly that they want a career in technology? What would you tell them?
It's exciting. It really is. To roll something out and have it take off in a certain way. You know that it was your idea. It was your thing that you found and you did all the research and you looked at it from all these different angles and you talked about it and you pitched it internally. And they said, okay, if you're that passionate about it, I think we should try it. And so then you're the architect of the whole thing. And so it's kind of an adrenaline rush. You know, it's on you, shine or fail. I guess,
right.
but it's an exciting world. Every day is different. It's not a grind. If it's a grind, then you haven't looked out far enough. It's exciting. It's probably the best way to describe it.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that because I oftentimes find myself in a group of women of many ages. And I say, you know, have you considered a career in tech? Like, are you moving more into the tech world? And they're just so hesitant about it, which is why the numbers are not growing the way we would like. And we'd like to see more women embracing this. And I think you would agree that you're in a very traditional manufacturing business and metal fabricating and metal manufacturing. And you know, technology applies to everything these days. I don't think you can find a job that doesn't force you to have to learn the technology on top of everything else. Mm-hmm. And maybe younger people, I don't know, maybe young people take it for granted. They don't think of it as a career in tech when they're, you know, really having to double down on the technology and learn something. But I think it's something more people should be looking at. And you know, this is why I was so excited to do this episode, not just because I think you had a great success story during the pandemic of really hitting a home run for your company, but also you learned a whole bunch of new things about technology that you probably didn't think 10 years ago you were going to have to learn.
Absolutely.
And I think that's great. So, you know, I know you encourage women of all shapes and sizes, if that's the way you want to say it, but you really encourage women. And I really wanted to hear your thoughts on getting more women into tech these days. Mm-hmm. And I think the takeaway, if I can be so bold, the takeaway is, you know, look for a company with an entrepreneurial spirit, a spirit of trial and error and testing. And it's exciting what you can find there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is that a good way to sum it up?
I think so, yes. And it's interesting, my internal marketing team is all women. And so, you know, they're jumping in the space with me. And so they have the same, we call it, you know, chasing the rabbit down the rabbit hole. There's a lot of those things that happen. Yeah. Where you find something, there's a nugget and you're like, okay. And then you dive deep and you're like, where have I gone? You know, but it's exciting and you never know what's going to be around the corner. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think I wish we could just spread the word in a more profound way about how important it is for everybody to be, you know, every person now to be considering a career in tech. We're going to need everyone we can get. It's us against the machines now. And we've been talking a lot about AI on the program and, mm-hmm. you know, where's the humanist side to all of this and how does this all relate? And I think we're into this whole new evolution even again of tech. And I know people who've been trying some stuff, even in the Microsoft world of, you know, applying AI to sales conversations and applying AI in a whole bunch of different ways. So it's even going to get more and more complicated. So I know you're probably looking forward to the next evolution.
Yes, I am.
And, you know, I'm sure your team is right there with you. So mm-hmm. I think that's a real testament to you and what you're building.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Michelle Wickham, who's the Director of Marketing at Steelmaster Buildings. And this has been another episode of Women Talk Tech. I hope you have a fantastic holiday season and all the best for the new year. And don't forget, technology can really be your best friend if you let it. Thanks for listening.